Moving on to the Seder after last night's introduction. So Kaddish is, of course, the way we start things off. So I have four questions for you on Kaddish. Four questions on Kaddish. First question is, there's an interesting minhag, which really differentiates Kaddish at the Seder from Kiddush the rest of the year. And that primarily, although when you have a number of people at the table, they certainly have the right to make their own Kiddush, not necessarily the case that people exercise that right, and it's more common that you'll have the Baal Bayis will make Kiddush for everybody. But at the night of the Seder, there's a common practice for everybody to make Kiddush. Either some families do it all together, some families have one person after another. Why should we differentiate? Why should this Kiddush, forgive me, be any different than the Kiddush every other night of the year, or Shabbos, Yontif? Second, to build on that one, is it's brought down on the books. This is in the Menhagim Chassam Sofer, but I know there are families from different parts of Europe that practice this, that even the women will lift up a cup and say the words along with everyone else is reading the Haggadah. Again, not so common. I should say it's completely absent the rest of the year. When was the last time someone else, other than the Baal Bayis, his wife, picks up a kos during Kiddush on a Friday night and says along? Very strange. Question number three. This is a question that that is dealt with by many, but needs to be understood. We have a very particular hakpada the entire year on the notion of Kiddush b'makom suda. Kiddush b'makom suda means a lot of different things. We try primarily to orchestrate the fulfillment of Kiddush at the place where the Suda will take place, but it extends to more than just the location, but also the time span. In other words, we don't have an unnecessary break between when Kiddush is made and when one partakes of the meal. If we would make Kiddush, sit around and schmooze for an hour, would not be the optimal fulfillment of Kiddush Makom Suda. And here you have exactly the opposite taking place at the Seder, where Kiddush is made, and depending on how long your Magid is, it can be a very, very long time until you actually wash and have motzi matzah, which is the fulfillment of the Suda. So why is that different? Why do we do it differently on the night of the Seder? And the fourth question is, this is a fascinating halacha brought down by the Magen Avraham, the name of Olos Tamid. We know, in general, the whole year round, let's say a person, for whatever reason, some sort of emergency, or they're sick, and they don't make Kiddush. Maybe they don't even have a Suda on Friday night. Okay, they were out on a Hatzalah call the whole night, and they didn't get a chance to partake of regular Suda. So they didn't make Kiddush. The long Kiddush, right? In the morning, you make a very short Kiddush. Long Kiddush at night. What's halacha? The halacha is, you should make the long Kiddush in the morning. You make up for it, okay? Just left it out the night before. My first meal in the morning, I'll say the long Kiddush. So the Olas Talmud writes that the same thing is true if a person sleeps through the Seder. Okay, again, whatever. Let's say they're sick and they miss the Seder. So in the morning, they not only recite Kiddush, this is his Kiddush, not only recite Kiddush, that is automatic. That follows from the first halacha we said. But in addition to reciting Kiddush, the person should go through the entire Haggadah. That's a big surprise, right? We say in the Haggadah itself, only b'shosh matzo mor munachem lefanacha, right? Yachem rosh chodesh? No, only when we're at the meal, when we're ready to perform all the mitzvahs of the night, commemorating the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so that's when the Haggadah is recited. So why would I say it in the morning if I missed it the night before? Those are the four questions. I heard a beautiful Kiddush, different way of looking at things, from Rabbi Sinneman, one of the Rebbeim at Tor V'Das. He said it like this. Look at the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos. So he has an interesting parallel between the mitzvah of Kiddush, which is a fulfillment of Zacharis Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, remembering Shabbos, and he connects it to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, remembering the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of the Seder. And he said, what's the common thread? So in the same way that the purpose of Kiddush is to highlight that this one night is different than the other six, the night of Shabbos day is different than the other 6 days of the week, so too the mandate of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and this is different than the daily obligation of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, mentioning it in Kriya Shema in the morning and in the evening. What's unique about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to delineate and to highlight that this night is different than every other night of the year. Shabbos is different than the other 6 days of the week, and the night of the Seder is different than all the other nights of the year. That what that parallel assumes is that the Kiddush on Friday night is not, I'm sorry, this Kiddush at the Seder night is not like every Kiddush the rest of the year, because it has this additional purpose of not just saying, let's bring on the sanctity of this unique holiday, but also to demonstrate how everything we're about to do is different than anything we would be doing the rest of the year. And as a result, the Kiddush is that Kiddush does not end with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim or Shachiyonu V'Kimonu V'Gadolinu V'Zmanim Zeh. Kiddush continues. The act of Kiddush, the totality of the mitzvah of Kiddush at the Leil HaSeder spans the entire Magid as well. The entire Magen is one extension of the Kiddush, where we're talking about all the things that happened on this night that we're highlighting, that we're commemorating. And it's not just saying tonight's a special night, but also going through the details of what makes this night special, because as the Rambam said in Sefer HaMitzvos, that's what the unique mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is. So that answers all our questions. Number one, we understand why there's no problem of interrupting the Kiddush B'Makom Suda, because with this new way of looking at things, the entire Magid is an extension of the Kiddush. So as soon as you finish Kiddush, you get up to wash, and you make a motzi, and you have your Suda without any interruption. That's explanation of question number three. Question number four, why would someone in the morning wake up, not only make Kiddush, but also recite the Haggadah? Now it makes so much sense, because the Haggadah is part and parcel of the Kiddush when it's recited the night before. So if I miss Kiddush the night before, it's not enough to just say Kiddush in the morning, because Kiddush really goes through the entire Magid, so I have to go through the Haggadah. So what was the other question? We asked, why is it that there's a unique hakpada, seemingly the minhag is, for everyone to participate, even in the Kiddush, which normally they would be silent. So the idea, some say, is that Haggadah, the reason we hand out Haggadah to everybody, is because Haggadah, you're not yotze with Shemaya Ka'ona. Even though Kiddush, on a Friday night, I listen to the Kiddush, I'm yotze. I listen to the Megillah, I'm yotze. There's something different about the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Haggadah. Everyone's supposed to read along. Maybe not every single word, but, you know, Rabbi Gamliel and the Esther Makos, there's a few key points that everyone should say. The Mishnah Berurah actually says, here, you know, we're used to Haggadah. Haggadah says, okay, lift up the coast, cover the matzah. The Mishnah Berurah says, this is when you call the women in from the kitchen. That's what he says, okay? Because there's certain parts that everyone has to participate in. And as a result, if Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, you can't be yotze. Why wouldn't you be able to be yotze Shomei Ka'ona? Because Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is not, the Gadot is not simply telling the story. You look at the Targum Onkelos, he says it's demonstrating. It's reliving it and acting it out. As we say at the end of Magid, Chol Dor V'Dor, Chayav Adam Liros Es Atzmo, that's our Nusach, to see oneself. The Rambam has Gersha Laharos Es Atzmo, to show everyone else. That's where there's a minhag. You know, some people put the sack of matzahs over their shoulders and they walk around to reenact it. You can't be Yotze Shomei Ka'ona. You actually have to have your physical, individual participation. So with this new perspective, we've answered all our questions. And we've now redefined what Kiddush is, what Kaddish is, and why it is different, and we behave differently for this Kiddush as opposed to the way we would behave the rest of the year. And I think it also just reframes. You know, when you come right home to make Kiddush, actually it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should try to start right away. Get all the pillows and the seating arrangement, take care of that before. With kids, it's inevitable. We're going to be fighting who's sitting next to this person. Okay, but you try to get as much as you can set before you go to shul, so when you come home to shul, you can start. Why? Because as soon as you make Kiddush, that is your first opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you will redefine the entire night. You will redefine the entire night. The earlier, the better. Get it going. Give that framework. Give that mindset to everything that the Seder is supposed to be. And what we reveal tonight is that it actually starts from the very first moment when you begin Kaddish.